worst part-time job. I've had 3 part-time jobs so far in my life. The first was working part-time at the weekends and holidays during school time in a chocolate shop for a large confectionery chain in Britain called Thornton's. Now this was a fun job. Then the summer before university, I worked for my dad, along with my brother and his friend, inputting medical notes from paper form onto the computer. This was 7 hours a day of sitting in front of a computer, which wasn't exactly stimulating. However, nothing is worse than my most recent summer job, the job I did just before coming to France, working as a house cleaner. At the beginning of the summer, I desperately wanted a job in a cafe or a restaurant, something that wouldn't be too difficult or take up too much time, but would give me a good wage. However, as it is every summer, all the students come back and are all doing the same thing, searching for jobs, so in the end, there is nothing left. I saw an advert in the local newspaper for a cleaning agency looking for students who would work the summer with flexible hours for above minimum wage. Now, I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't say this is my dream job as a child, but I wanted the money, so I went for the job. I ended up getting the job and worked 5 days a week cleaning 2 to 3 houses a day. Sometimes the job would be a 4-hour clean, sometimes it would be 2 hours, so it really did vary on the size of the house and how much detail the customer wanted you to go into. I cleaned these houses on my own, lifting a basket of cleaning products up and down stairs, hauling a huge hoover around everywhere and regularly soaking myself with the mop and bucket, which was not fun. I was regularly critiqued on my mopping technique and would be told to clean a window again because there was a finger mark in the corner. But the most mortifying part of the job was that I had to wear pinafore to clean, and that I had to clean a family's home whose daughter went to my school. Now, bearing in mind that I was head girl at my school, it was embarrassing knowing that this girl had seen me going from making speeches to 1,200 students in assemblies to scrubbing the insides of cupboards for a measly wage. All I kept thinking of was how much money I'd be earning and that it wasn't forever. One of the things that really got on my nerves was the judgmental attitude that some people gave me, thinking that because I was working as a cleaner, I was presumed to be thick and have no life ambitions. The second that they found out that I was actually studying at university and was earning money to go and live in France for the year, their attitude towards me completely changed. I didn't like how people would judge me just on the job that I was doing. Other than the money, I did really enjoy going to old people's houses and cleaning for them because I loved speaking with them, making them a cup of tea, helping them with things, because I kept thinking that they might not have any of the interaction that day, and that when I get to that age, I would hope that someone would take the time and effort to come and speak to me and care for me, even if it was just for a few hours.